Thank you for coming. It was nice previous presentation. It was about Java and Java 2D and Swing. And now I'm going to talk about also Java development, but there is no Java 2D, no Swing, but still we want to draw something like a vector graphics and SVG, of course. And some time ago, I think 2009, Google came up with the Google Application Engine, and I was out of curiosity. I just looked what Java developer can do with it, and I find out from the talkbacks on the Google groups and SVG developers, I just noticed that the Google Application Engine lacks of drawing capabilities at all. And there are a lot of requests for Google and for community what to do about it. Still, people want to draw something even on the cloud on the cloud computer environment. And I just see the opportunity to put a tiny line to run on the Google Application Engine to see what can be done with this combination. So we'll talk about a little bit technical basics. A Google Application Engine, also technical basics TinyLine. We'll see some demos and a couple of words about basic development and answer some questions. Google Application Engine, as I said, it's cloud computing technology which allows us to run scalable Java web application using the Google infrastructure. It has Java runtime and provides some standard API for the data store and some services. What is important for us, it supports Java runtime environment number 6. It has some Java service and Java server pages API. It provides Java data object and persistent API for the data store and has some common tools and development environment. Data services, because it's cloud environment, you don't have an access to the file system, so you should store somewhere database and your data. They provide some several levels of the storage, like memory cache. They have data store, like a big flat database distributed over the data centers of the Google. Also, they have a service for fetching different resources from the internet. They have mail service, which allows you to send some images to your client, some mails to your client, and image services, and some scheduling capabilities. Because it's computing, it's cloud environment, the scalability and very important, and the capability provided that they put some restriction on the JVM running, because they want to route different web requests to different data centers and different web servers distributed globally. So the sandbox introduced by Google doesn't allow to build the new threads, to have some direct network connection to outside, to write directly on the file system. And also, surprised, don't have support for Java 2D at all, and you don't have an opportunity to run native code through the GNI. So there is some alternatives on the right side of the table, so you can Java developers can use to overcome the restriction. And one of them, I liked a lot of software rendering. This is exactly what the TinyLine does. As I mentioned before, there is a need for server-side graphics that even in a cloud computing environment. So the people want to draw something on the server side because they're collecting data through other data centers. And as we heard before, for example, on OpenStreetMap, there is still a big issue for drawing tiles on the server side. So drawing tiles is pretty expensive business. So it's CPU consumptive, and the general approach to have several several different services running to render the vector graphics into the bitmaps. It's about the need at the same time as support of the Google Application Engine provide very limited support for the graphics. So they have some sort of API that allows to upload a big image and scale it down, for example, or run some filtering on it, but that's all. And the way to overcome it, software rendering. So a couple of words about the tiny line. It has two basic elements, the 2D graphics, and which basically the core technology of the tiny line provides some basic path and basic path rendering and Bezier curve rendering, text rendering, all the color, solid colors, bitmap colors, provides the fill and stroke and indentation operation, all basic stuff you need to expect for the 2D library. Of course, it provides anti-aliasing opacity and left and right text layout. A couple of words about drawing pipeline. It's pretty straightforward. So I think it's not. If you're interested in, you can look at it later on. It's not very complicated. 2D libraries support painter models when you all consecutive operation paint one over another. It supports different coordinate spaces like user space, text space, device space, pretty similar to the PDF model. It supports, of course, text, fonts, and colors. Timeline SVG built on top of 2D library and supports basically SVG Tiny 1.1 plus engine, which includes SVG fonts, different raster images, text elements, a smile animation, and events. It has very easy to use API. Similar pipeline, which includes the 2D pipeline, and it's just generally show the flow from the text input, SVG input stream, going through the build SVG document, and then rasterize the 22D pipeline. It was very easy to make TinyLine run on the Google Application Engine because TinyLine doesn't use AWT or Java 2D for rendering. So it's no classes to depend on, and no peers or whatever connection to the hardware. So it was ported very pretty fast. What the piece was missing, which is missed also in the Google Application Engine, and how you can import the PNG graphics, for example, or JPEG graphics into a Java environment of the Google Application Engine, or you can how you write or export PNG graphics. All these drivers on the Java standard Java environment, they're written on native code. They are part of AWT. And this part was missing and implemented pretty fast. And 2D and SVG canvases are implemented to run in the Google application environment. And this is a list of these classes. And now they talk about basic demos. The first, it comes to two sets of examples. A 2D example showing basic drawing operations, so we can basically switch to the real web application running on the Google Application Engine. Wow. I can't see too much. For example, this drawing of the Bezier curve. I can see it. Oh, it's coming. And we have drawing of the different gradients. also coming. This image in the middle is generated on the Google application engine, exported to PNG. And the whole list of these examples have pretty much every feature of the 2D engine, so you can check it out. The next example is SVG drawing service, so you can upload your SVG file and just or make a link to SVG resource and have PNG images generated on the fly. So this example, for example, the image generated 3 different sizes. So also you can play online. I'll try to show you. This, for example, we can draw 400. It's too much. Let's draw it. And 200. That's 200. And here they gotten the PNG generated on Google application engine infrastructure. The side effect of the tiny line running on the Google application engine, it allows other applications that are using SVG to run on the same Google application engine. For example, I took a barcode application and made it a driver that draws the barcode using tiny line infrastructure. So you can as well generate barcode using Google application infrastructure. For example, generate a barcode like that. This one, the basic examples for using tiny line in the Google application engine. More advanced example came up when I heard the Next one is about storing and searching SVG files in using Google application engine. The idea was just to evaluate technology to upload the SVG files into the Google application database and try to search them, and to use TinyLine is thumbnail services, which allows to evaluate technology for drawing a lot of directory of SVG files using thumbnail images, and to present directories of the SVG like thumbnail images and the result of the search as a list of the thumbnail images. And basically, it's better to see like that. So the real application. So what you see, it's a list of thumbnail images, and all the images sit on the database of Google application engine. So user can upload the new images. He can provide some description, a caption for it. You can edit it, or download, or delete it. Also, you can search this database, so-called database, because it's pretty small. For example, for keywords, and you get some subset or result of the search that has SVG, because SVG presented as a text, as XML text. So when the user upload the SVG file into the database, SVG Arc application just grab all the text nodes from the SVG, make some stemming on it, and store the research, they call the search map, into the database, and later you can pretty fast find out the images with the keywords. So basically, now talk about limitation, because I have maybe 5 minutes, right?
A bit more.
Basically, limitation of the approach that presented, because the Google application agent has some limit of the size of the entry you can put in a big database, like 1 megabyte, but it's enough for a lot of SVG images. It's reasonable size. It's enough. And if it's not, it could be chained. Like you can use several entries for one file. A number of searching terms, it's limited around 5, because of we use the basic full search approach, not like full blown library. And reading part, it supports SVG Tiny 1.1 plus, which is limitation. It's not like SVG 1.1 full. And future development, natural future development could be support of the SVG Tiny 1.2 and SVG 1.1. Oops. Okay. Just lost. Lost the visual. Okay, never mind. Nothing actually to show. And development of the search robot, which can crawl the internet and store the SVG images into the database. Now we're ready for questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have 5 minutes for questions.
Oh, something lost.
Some questions? Okay, I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Why did you use Google App Engine and not S3 from Amazon, for example?
First, it's because it's written in Java, and it was very, very easy to, you know, to jump in. It's a lot of easier. I investigate the Amazon EC engine and find it more difficult.
Thank you. And another question. Okay. The second question is why did you target a so small part of SVG, and what was your goal at the beginning to embrace a bigger subset?
This limitation of the TinyLine library, because it currently supports just SVG Tiny 1.1, and it was historically limited to the size, because the previous target was mobile devices, and it's going for the mobile devices. Actually, I was thinking to use Batik as a front end and the timeline as a back end, like a renderer for Batik, doing all the pre-processing like CSS and SVG 1.1 support, but actually drawing to be done using TinyLine. And this way I can make it bigger. Yeah.
Another question?
Okay, so thank you very much.
Thank you.